This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you wherever you're listening across the Dakotas and Minnesota today. Call us at 855-200-1776, toll free. 701-271-1100 locally. Text us at 701-237-1590. Send us an email if you like. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I have an email here from a listener who found quite the interesting statement on the website of NDSU's North Dakota State University Department of Biological Sciences.
Oh, is this the diversity thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Appreciate the email, but anyway, we'll read that. My guess is this is back to the George Floyd era, but it's still on the website, and it's a little strange, so we'll share that with you. Lyle and Fargo's first up on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Lyle.
Yeah, this is yesterday, the income tax proposal coming to tax them. And listening up, seems like the priority is not to take care of the taxpayer, is to try to get new people to come into the state. Just to put it into perspective, I am retired and went back to work because I wanted to be able to leave something behind for my kids and grandkids. The proposal cuts off the exemption at $44,000, so it's not going to really benefit me. And to put it into perspective, from my point of view, I own a little bit of land in Western North Dakota that I rent out for approximately $5,000 a year, and I'm paying close to $700 on tax. So if you're going to do something meaningful for the people in North Dakota, let's look at leveling that out a little bit. Any kind of relief on the property tax would be a lot more welcome than a token decrease in the income tax.
There is a proposal, Lyle, that is being tossed around as well on property taxes in the state legislature. What I hear most often, however, is that really is a local tax. And, you know, where you own your property is where you're taxed. So it would be up to them to spend less, rebate some of the dollars to you. I would also, in your case, make your point related to the changes you'd like to see in the income tax side. They're just starting this debate right now, so now's a good time.
I'd like to see the priority on, instead of something that would be good for business people, let's make it good for all of the citizens of North Dakota. That's my opinion, and I'm sure other people disagree, and maybe I'm out of touch with it, but that was my feeling. Just on a separate note, after listening to some of your advertising, particularly paid attention once to North Dakota State Services, I actually met with Mark last night. He's a very friendly person that I think I wanted to do business with, so I did get his name and his information through his ads and your recommendations, and thank you for that, because I'm very happy with my visit with him.
Appreciate that, Lyle. Thank you, and appreciate you listening. Call again. Thanks a bunch. 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776. Okay, here's this statement of solidarity that is currently on the North Dakota State University website for the Department of Biological Sciences. Dear campus community, the murder of George Floyd the loss of so many black lives, the other recent events have brought to the forefront the racial inequalities and injustice pervasive in America. The ongoing acts of violence and harassment against black and African-American people are unacceptable. As biologists, we are in awe of the diversity of life. As scientists and educators, shouldn't biologists just be in awe of life? You know, isn't life just life?
Hang on, I'm getting Candace Owens on the phone.
As scientists and educators, we value and celebrate the contributions that diversity brings to the research and the classroom, providing insight and experiences not otherwise possible. It is imperative that we recognize the impact of the experiences of people of color, while at the same time work to provide avenues for dialogue and safe spaces for learning. What's a safe space exactly? I know where the term was invented, Yale. And it was over a
safe spaces where no one will trigger you.
Over a Halloween costume.
Yep.
Is it like little foam booths or something you can go into and have no windows so you can just chill right there and not see anything? Don't look at your phone because something there might trigger you too. I don't know. Safe space from your phone? What do you do there? I digress. There's more of this. not a lot more, but some more. The Department of Biological Sciences at NDSU. Did I pick up in the right spot there? Safe spaces. Where's spaces? Oh, yeah. That's the right spot. Sorry. I'm just making sure I'm on the right spot here for you. Goes on to say, the Department of Biological Sciences at NDSU is united in solidarity and imposes a systemic racial inequality that is pervasive not only in society but academia as well. Therefore, we recognize that our black and African-American students and colleagues face trauma, fear, and distrust in the classroom, the laboratory, field sites, conferences, and across academia. We'll create spaces where all our students and colleagues feel safe to learn and do science. We'll work to dismantle policies that promote racism in the classroom, university, and our communities. We stand with you, the Department of Biological Sciences at NDSU, including, I'm going to guess, 20 plus some professors and associate professors and chair and academic advisors and lab coordinators and the whole deal.
We don't have time for it, but Candace Owens has a podcast, and it's how woke politics is destroying our education system. This is part of it. This is just part of it. And it's everywhere. It's not just at NDSU. It's everywhere.
Why do you think this is happening at NDSU?
They think, I want to know where all these people of color are getting, you know, denied or held back or harassed or threatened or for pursuing any dream they want to in this country legitimately. I'm only echoing people like Candace Owens, who I would call an acquaintance now at this point.
So listen to this. They recognize that our black and African American students and colleagues face trauma, fear, and distrust in the classroom, the laboratory, field sites, conferences, and across academia. Now, I'm not black, so I can't answer that, but it seems to me that that is overblown, is not accurate. I mean, for one, if I'm sitting next to a student in a classroom at NDSU today that I see being harassed, inflicted with trauma, can't answer for distrust, I'm going to do something about it. So I don't.
Absolutely.
I think this thing has been up there since the whole
George Floyd deal.
Right. So I guess the question is this still happening? If not, why is this there? But goes back to your point on Candace Owens, politically, this is what they have to do.
Here's more. She's my go-to.
But the focus now is on how the students feel. And if they feel like a they-them, something that didn't exist 10 years ago when I was in school, then they're allowed to be called they-them, and we must call them by they-them, or else we're considered a bigot. It's problematic. You can get in trouble by not addressing these students by their right pronouns. So forget.
She's going into pronouns. She goes into all the racial stuff. She goes into watch her podcast and read her book. It's brilliantly broken down, and you'll see through all of this.
So the question I would have for the black and African-American students here.
And the truth.
Oh, sorry.
Do you feel that they cannot be plural individuals? Right. It's
sure,
all about how they feel.
Sorry about that.
If they feel. If they feel the trauma,
threatened.
If they feel
that's,
the fear,
that's it. Yes, I feel like you were mean to me, like you were. It's down to that.
Yes, I just need to ask. Do you feel all this, or is this the woke fiefdom one more? Anyway, it's on a website currently on NDSC. What do you make of that? More after this.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weekend with a great lunch. You're in a rut and going to the same places all the time and tired of the same old, same old. I have some suggestions for you. Sloppy Joe's in Harwood today. PetroServe USA Cafe USA. 12th Avenue and I-29 location at PetroServe USA Meatball Subs. Lasagna. the PetroServe USA on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Cheeseburger Mac in Glendon, PetroServe USA. Meatballs in Yulin. Lasagna at the 45th location, PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Listener says NDSU needs a purge. First they put out Ilhan Omar. Then the football team thought it was a good idea to disrespect our national anthem and kneel. And now this. Is NDSU's belief system reflective of our state? I was once a huge supporter of all things bison. I'm sending my son somewhere else. Tell us what's on your mind and text us at 237-1590. We appreciate that.
You know, my son is a freshman at NDSU.
Okay.
And he, all of his friends and people he hangs with and that he, I mean, they're all young. They're all, they were all big Trump fans, all of them, you know. And he gets it. And it, he has friends of every creed and color. I mean, and he's never once ever seen color. He just, it's just not in his DNA because we raised him that way. You know, we, it doesn't matter what, I mean, he's met some of my best friends who are people of color and he's just never thought that way. And I asked him, I said, well, is that, have you seen that around? And he said, no, nobody cares about what color somebody's skin is. And see, to me, that's the real world. This is put up by a few people with a platform or a microphone or a camera or whatever, and they yell it real loud so a few people can hear it, and then a few more people can hear it. The next thing you know, it's a thing, when in reality, with the vast majority of people, it's not a thing.
Another listener, if every time you fail, you blame the color of your own skin as the reason, you're unhinged from reality and in for a long, hard life.
Amen.
Another, who's more oppressed in a college classroom, straight, white, Christian, male, veteran, or a person of color?
Well, there you go.
Time for a letter.
Fact check.
Yeah. The sun is shining in Lakes area, Kev. You better
good to know.
Expedite that trip home today.
I'll be out at the hill we call a mountain tomorrow. Detroit Mountain.
I didn't know this.
Ski outing tomorrow.
Sun is, we had a Lamore County listener.
It's popping out here and there. Yeah, it's going to be all weekend.
Have not seen in Fargo yet, but supposedly some signs of it will be here today. But thank you for that update. Appreciate it very much. Listener says, I don't know what's more disturbing, that Biden had top secret documents stored all over the place or that he forgot he had them. Also, why is the FBI and the DOJ allowing lawyers and others to look for more? Do they have clearance to view what they find? Yeah, good question on who's looking. That's for sure. No doubt about it. Mark Levin had President Donald Trump on last night. I learned something there. You know, this attorney that's been appointed as a special counsel to dig into Trump's documents. They have special counsels for each now. A little bit of a double standard there. Listen to what Trump said about his special counsel.
Duty Obama and his background really
well,
is
he's a disciple of Obama's attorney general, as you probably know. Mm-hmm. And they're best friends and all this. And they've been spending years trying to get me and Hillary Clinton, the whole group. This guy is a disciple, and they say he's tough. What's tough? What does tough mean? They say he's tough. We don't want tough. We want fair, okay? Mm-hmm. They can be tough and fair, but he's not fair, and he's only out to do one thing. But this threw a wrench into the works. This really gummed it up because what Obama did and what, and you know, maybe he was involved in, you know, for all I know, he might have been involved, but what he did, what you know, Biden did with the Obama papers or the papers of Obama Biden is incredible. And it's really changed the equation. And I will say the Republicans are united like practically never before. You know, that whole situation that went on for 4 or 5 days with 17 roll calls and all of the different things, it actually went to, and I know you were very much for Kevin getting it done because, you know, you understood that. It would have been a disaster had we not got that done then, if we had to wait another 3 days before it started up again. I'm not sure what would have happened. Some bad things could have happened. But the Republican Party is, I mean, I'm watching them. They are really angry about this, and they're very united. very, very united. It's been, if we had done it typically on the first call, I think you'd have not near the unity that you have right now within the Republican Party. It's amazing, actually.
I've got one last question, Mr. President, and that's this, on taxes. So they keep putting out words that, you must have criminal activity, you're hiding in your taxes and so forth. Turns out your taxes were done in complete consistency with the Federal Internal Revenue Code.
That's right.
That you are worth billions of dollars, that you didn't write these laws. You complied with the law. They've gone over it. They have found nothing. And then they leaked them to the public.
Right.
Don't you think? My view is, well, we ought to do that to Nancy Pelosi, because the only way to stop these people is to do the same thing to them. And she was in charge of legislation coming down the pike. So wouldn't it be worth taking a look at that? That's my opinion.
Well, it is, but it's a criminal act. You're not allowed to do that. What they did, is probably a Schiffer somebody. Schiffer's so bad. But they leaked them, and that's a criminal act. You're not allowed to do that. And that's being looked into right now. But, I heard for years, about my taxes. So the firm that does my taxes is, I think, the biggest, but one of the biggest, and maybe the most respected firm in Washington, D.C. And they are a law firm. And they go over it, and they do it, and they're responsible. I don't know. I wouldn't even know. I do a good job. I built a great company, really far greater than anyone understands, and that's starting to come out now. It's a great company. I got sued for values by the Attorney General of New York. The values are higher than what's down in the statement, not lower, many of them. But the overall values are much higher. And, I got sued. Nobody ever heard of getting sued for values. People put values. And trying to protect banks that are represented by the most prestigious and best law firms anywhere in the world, and they're trying to protect banks. In the meantime, people in New York are being shot all over the place, and nobody does anything about it. It's disgraceful. But I heard so much about taxes. And finally, after a number of years, very unfair, they were able to get my taxes. It shouldn't have been allowed, but the Supreme Court allowed them to do that, and they did it. They went through them, and that was it. No, it was like people said,
well,
what
Mr.
happened?
President, I know you have to go, and we have to go because of a break. I want to thank you very much.
Mark Levin's interview yesterday on the radio, heard right here on the flag, with President Donald Trump, exposing a little bit of a double standard there on the documents. I know you're knock you over with a feather, right, Gab? You're just flabbergasted. That
it's ridiculous.
This could be the case, that they have some tough special counsel awaiting him. Hey, when we come back, we're going to dig into yesterday's consumer price index a little bit, because those things are reported in a way that they don't give you the full picture on the economy, and I want to dig into that a little bit today on the program. So we got an economist from the American Institute for Economic Research joining us on the program, and then we will wrap up on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Short break, back with more after this. Hey, some big news. The 2024 election could be America's last one. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new book, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats' woke culture and a new generation are destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Horowitz says their plan is taking place in our schools, our churches, even in our military. This week you need to watch David Horowitz on the Chris Salcedo Show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. Horowitz names names. So tune in today to Newsmax, the network I watch, and see Chris Salcedo and David Horowitz. And make sure you get a copy of The Final Battle. Newsmax calls it the best book of 2023. In bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save $28. Just go online to FinalBattle611.com. FinalBattle611.com and get your free copy today. And be sure and watch Newsmax today.
USA News Update. Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pillen on Thursday appointed former Governor Pete Ricketts, also a Republican, as the state's next senator, replacing Senator Ben Sasse, who officially resigned earlier this week to become the next president of the University of Florida. Idaho students' murder suspect Brian Koberger briefly appeared in court on Thursday, where he waived his right to a speedy preliminary hearing. This means he will not appear in a courtroom again until June 26. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday named Robert Herr as special counsel to investigate top-secret documents found at President Biden's home and office. Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis Presley, has died at 54 years old. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, made the announcement. The call for help was for a woman in full cardiac arrest. Calabasas, California is a 30-minute drive northwest from downtown Los Angeles. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
Everybody!
We could jam in Joe's garage.
Let's go jam in Joe's garage.
We're screaming.
Jam in Joe's garage.
Playing the same old song.
Maybe it is. Just, hey, don't lean. Don't lean against the Corvette. That's the only. And leave those boxes where they are.
That's locked up. Yeah. No need to worry.
That'll be Frank Zappa, Joe's Garage, right there.
That could go away.
Happened in Joe's Garage.
Number one with a bullet now. That's, he's brought that back. I love it. Jam in Joe's Garage. Nothing to see here, folks. Never mind those classified papers. Just take in that Corvette. Yeah. supposedly, Biden is speaking again soon, welcoming the Japanese Prime Minister. So, you think he might have another cue card in his possession to maybe give us an answer on something? We look forward to that.
No, that's a teleprompter event.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's okay. That's more planned out.
So they'll pump that into the prompter.
Yep.
Yeah. He can look at the TV and act like he's reading something
He only gets the scripted, the cards when it's last minute. There.
Right. Yeah, I got it.
And then that's why he read it so terribly, because he didn't have time to rehearse it.
Hate when that happens. We're brought to you by MyPillow today. You get even lower prices when you enter the promo code SCOTT on anything you buy. You've seen these specials on TV. You've probably seen them at the website. My Slippers, $90 off. Right now with the promo code SCOTT. Best sheet prices ever right now. Another example, same on the towel set. My Coffee, save up to 50% with the promo code MyCoffee right now. That's exclusively on mystore.com. Mystore.com. You got to go over there. And when you do, you'll find a whole host of great products from entrepreneurs all across the country. It's great. Just remember to use that promo code Scott at mypillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Our next guest is Robert Hughes with the American Institute for Economic Research. And he has graciously agreed to join us today to answer my questions on a little minor frustration I have. A number comes out like yesterday, Consumer Price Index, and there is a flurry of reporting on it and very little context. And, you know, a full look. It's just the rabbit trail of the day is kind of what happens. So we asked our guest, Robert Hughes, to come on and join us and talk a little bit about that and give you a little more context in all of this. Robert, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Happy to be here.
So what did you think of the Consumer Price Index number yesterday?
Well, I mean, inflation is still running high. It's well above where anybody wants to see it. I think when you look through a lot of the details, which is what I love to do, stuff that nobody else wants to do, I think there's some reason to be optimistic that we've turned the corner. We're starting to see the inflation rates decelerate. You know, and I can't tell you when we're going to get back to a sustainable, tolerable rate. But I think when you look through the details, there's some basis for some optimism that we're at least now heading in the right direction.
What is the consumer price index?
Technically, it's a survey of consumer goods throughout the country, and it's done in person and online. And it measures a basket full of goods and services that consumers purchase. And it tracks the prices for each of those things, and it weights it according to how much we spend on that particular item in aggregate for the whole economy. So it's this composite weighted basket of goods and services.
And as you go through those point by point, not the average of the CPI, what stands out?
Well, I mean, I think one of the encouraging things, let me give you a quick rundown the way most economists will look at it and the way you may have heard it reported. So you get the total number, and that was down 0.1% for the month of December. That's a good thing, having it down instead of up in big chunks. Over the past 12 months, so you've got 12-month readings there that contribute to this number, it's up 6.5%. And that's down from a peak of 9%. And nobody wants to see numbers like that, but at least it's decelerating. The growth rate is slowing. Now, there's two major components tend to be very volatile, the food prices and energy prices. And there's a whole host of reasons. Energy prices are a global commodity, and the cartel and the war in Ukraine. Food prices, they can also be volatile for some things that are outside policy, things like droughts and bird flu driving up egg prices we just saw, or, you know, we're experiencing right now. So those two components people will often take out, and we look at then the core, so the total minus food and energy. And that is up 0.3 for the month. So it's positive. It's still rising. But the good thing is over the last 3 months, it's decelerated down to about a 3% growth rate, 3.1. And it was rising at 6.8%, say 6 months ago. So again, we're seeing some deceleration in the core when you strip out those volatile components. You can take it one step further. You can take it a lot of steps further, but I'll take it one step further, and you can break that core down into core goods, so material things we buy, versus core services. And there, core goods actually are falling. Core goods prices have fallen for 3 months in a row. So again, that's what we like to see, the prices coming back down from very elevated rates following the lockdown recession. Core services, that last big piece, is still rising, and a lot of that is coming from rent, shelter, what we pay for our housing. That, by the way they measure it, tends to be very slow to respond to sort of economic conditions. So giving you a little bit of a summary there, if you look at the different pieces, there's some parts we're seeing some progress. We're seeing slower increases or even some decreases, but there are other parts, particularly in services, core services, where we're still seeing price rises that are just too high.
My experience from our listeners, various stories and just people in general you talk to, business folks and everything else, that literally everything costs more. That you're paying more for everything. You pay your bills and you're paying more than you did a year ago. You're seeing some lessening of that, some decline of that.
Exactly. A lot of people, we do a measure of what we call everyday prices at AIER, and it really tracks pieces of the CPI that people tend to purchase high frequency. So a lot of it's food and energy, your groceries when you go to the gas pump. And that's actually down several months in a row now because, again, gasoline prices have come down off their peak. People tend to have a little bit longer memories, and you can look back to a couple years ago when gas prices were still much lower than where they are now. So it feels like everything is still higher. And for businesses, labor costs are still up. There is a bit of a labor shortage. The labor market is tight. So wages are a problem, and a lot of inputs to businesses, manufacturing, are still very elevated. Again, we've seen an accumulation of price increases over the past 12, 18 months, and you're still feeling that. Even if it's peaked and come down a little, it's still way above, as your listeners have been telling you, we're still way above where we were a year or two ago.
Talk about you mentioned this briefly, but the manufacturing sector and where the latest numbers are there and how that connects to what some are predicting in the way of a recession.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's a survey, a private survey done by this industry group of purchasing managers, the people that sort of sit at the crossroads inside of organizations and see what's happening with all the activity. And they survey the purchasing managers in two types of companies, manufacturing companies and non-manufacturing or services. And the surveys are really good because they come out, they do them monthly, and they come out very quickly. The purchasing manager survey for the manufacturing sector has come in below 50. It's an index where above 50 means expansion and below 50 means contraction. And we've been below 50 a few months now from the manufacturing sector. And particularly one of the questions they ask about are, what's your new orders look like? What's the book of new orders coming in? And that's been contracting for several months now as well. So obviously that would, you know, give you some insight into what future production will look like if orders for, you know, future goods is starting to contract. So there's definitely some warning signs out there. Manufacturing is one of them. The services sector also had their index just dropped below 50 for the first time in quite a while. So there's some warning signs in terms of levels of activity for the economy, and that's why there's you know, what we're saying is elevated risk of recession.
How about on auto sales?
Auto sales also, again, same thing. You know, they got hit very hard during the lockdown recession, and component shortages really messed up that industry. The sales still haven't. We were selling somewhere in the range of 16 to 18 on average prior to the lockdown recession. We still have not gotten back there. And in the latest month, we saw a pretty sharp decline. So part of it is, you know, again, there, prices have gone way up because there was shortages. The inventory levels are very low. And, you know, production is still not back to where it was. It's close, but it's still not back to where it was. So auto sales, broadly speaking, consumer retail sales, they've been rising in dollar terms, but that's been boosted by inflation. If you adjust for inflation, if you look at real retail sales, they've been trending flat for a while. So again, it's, you know, there's plenty of reasons to be concerned about levels of activity. The one positive I'll point out and jump in with is the labor market. I mentioned the labor market's tight, and we're still creating jobs at a slower pace than we have been, but we're still creating jobs, and that's really important. And that may be something that either helps us avoid recession or at least softens it. So it's a very minor, you know, slowdown if we get one.
Yeah, that's huge and necessary for people to be able to breathe a little bit, be able to get the employees they need to continue to operate, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's been the manufacturing and services surveys have both said, and there's many surveys that will confirm the same thing, is businesses are having a really hard time finding qualified workers. Now, one of the other interesting things when you look at some of the data that's come out since the lockdown recession is the labor force participation rate, so the portion of the working age population that's actually either working or looking for a job, has fallen by a couple percentage points. And that in a population this big, that's huge. The work that's been done suggests that maybe some people just didn't come back because they're either retiring early or staying home for other reasons.
There's a full look at the economy with Robert Hughes, American Institute for Economic Research. They've been around since 1933. Some good information there. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Last chance to tell us what's on your mind next on What's On Your Mind.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in the scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Top of the hour. Cap, would you monitor Joe Biden in the Oval Office with the Japanese Prime Minister? You know, the fireplace is going. I wonder if some of those confidential documents went into the fireplace. Just in case he takes out his cue card.
No.
Because there's no prompter.
No reason to burn them now. Everybody's got them.
There's no prompter. So we might get... might get a word or two. I don't know. I think the chances are slim he's going to say anything. Texter says, that guest just said the bird flu was causing the high price of eggs. You've been saying it's Biden. Which one of you is right? think the avian flu is a factor, but everything costs more.
Bridget Riedel broke that down a bit, too.
Because of Biden.
Yep. Supply chain, number of things are adding to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just eggs, either.
Perfect storm. Everything costs more. Can't deny that. Say it ain't so, Joe. Reckless spending.
I think the bulk of it comes down to, you know, canceling U.S. energy.
Part of it,
too. I mean, I think that's probably the biggest factor of all of it.
Yeah.
Cost of everything. Making them, boiling them, cleaning them, transporting them, all requires fossil fuels.
Another listener, recommend everyone check their garages. Biden has no idea where he stored top-secret documents. He has people searching. Could be in your garage next to a Corvette. Yeah. Another listener says, Kevin, if you or your children claim to be colorblind, then you are ignoring your inherent racism as a white person, according to the toxic left.
Yes.
See, it is impossible for you not to be racist because your whiteness creates systemic oppression.
That's what I understand.
You're born racist because of your color.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I understand that. That's what I hear. I don't believe a word of it, and I know it not to be true. But, you know, they keep saying it all they want. I appreciate the sarcasm, though.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
That's a joke. I mean, this is, like I said, I mean, we're more than an entire generation of content of character people. Are there racists? Of course there's racist a-holes running around us. I mean, of course there is. All over the world, not just this country. But this country, systemically racist? Come on. Tell that to Will Smith when he makes his next $100 million on a movie.
Another listener, Biden's not wrong. People know when he takes classified documents, he is seriously taking them. They just don't know what he's doing with them. Nor does the bumbling buffoon know what happens with them. So that seriously thing, I think we had the inference wrong there. He seriously takes them, Kevin. It's not about seriously taking
them. Well, he takes them. Yeah. Seriously takes them.
He seriously takes them.
Got a great email about this. You know, 5 or 6 years, nobody was looking for him. Nobody cared. But now, you got $1,200 an hour attorneys and some aides moving the boxes for him. And out of the goodness of their lawyer hearts, they gave the documents back. Good crooks like Crooked Hillary would have destroyed them. But this is a massive throwing under the bus. That's all this is.
You're thinking this is a setup.
Oh, and Gail emailed this in, it's spot on. This is boxes of stuff that sat 5, 6 years. Nobody looked, nobody cared. They just sat there another 10 years, and no one would have said anything. But all of a sudden, they're being found, and they're here, and they're being turned in. What? Really? Oh, shocking. At his house. At his home. How'd they know they were there? How'd they know that in those boxes that was in there?
What you're saying could be possible. Could be, hey, we don't, you know, could be the Susan Rice, Barack Obama inside job there. Let's get a way to find this guy. Not.
They don't want him running again.
He's been hinting he's going to run again.
They can't have that.
Right. A listener says, if you want election integrity, how about this? Have the National Guard count the ballots. They follow orders without bending the rules. Oh, we love our listeners. Love our listeners. It's a great idea. Another, Meghan Markle says she lives in a racist country as she complains about her $33 million mansion. Yeah, how tough is that? And I leave you with this today. Major League Baseball is considering robot umpires. Now, the AAA stadiums have approved electronic strike zones. What do you think of that? Can't argue with a robot. Not a bad idea. AAA stadiums have been doing this? I had no idea. How does it work in the AAA? That'd be my first question, but I assume the Major League Baseball's checked that out, and they are of the opinion they could pull off the same thing. Would you like robot umpires in Major League Baseball?
I don't know why they don't, honestly.
No brainer. Slam dunk?
They now have the digital box they can put up. They can track pitches. They can track speed, location. The human eye, they're more than... inaccurate than proven. I'm surprised it hasn't happened already.
Listener says, Scott, do you think the tax fraud conviction of Trump's family business will hurt President Trump in 2024? I don't think anything like that's going to hurt Trump in 2024 if he decides to get in the arena. A lot of that's baked in the cake with Trump. All the stuff they've thrown at him. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with IRE Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IREINS.com.
You're protected and appreciated at IRE.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.